The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. I gotta go for a run tonight.
No, you gotta start. You have to come.
Well, now I've turned, honestly,
you should start meditating.
The problem is I've developed a very healthy relationship with nothing, but like, now that I'm lifting weights as much as I'm running,
okay,
it almost burns more calories. And so I'm at the point now actually where I'm gonna have to, if I wanna keep lifting weights, I'm gonna have to start eating more.
You have to start eating a lot. If you wanna gain mass, you have to.
All the time.
I know. Here's the thing that they don't tell you. People who are big have to shovel food into their mouths when they don't want to. And it's disgusting.
Yeah.
For people who are like overeaters or like who struggle with like,
I want the good. I don't want just to feel full. So I think I'm gonna have to become one of those people who fucking blends up frozen spinach and stuff just for like nice raw green base level like
chicken,
proteins.
You need,
like,
you know what I mean? Protein, starch, and vegetable.
Because I don't want to put any of my chub back on, but I don't want to keep getting so skinny.
It's yeah. You just need more mass, lean. Like you just need more like whole
and
foods.
I have look forward to weightlifting now as much as I like running, and I never felt that way.
That's
before.
Good because I think your running is self harm.
It sometimes is. It sometimes is. You can tell I'm not doing well when I'm running like 2-a-days.
Also, look at people who are running. They're either neutral or in a horrible pain.
Have you ever seen people who win marathons?
Yeah, they look like they're on
death's door,
they
Mary.
They wrap them like they're scooped up from the Titanic. Yeah.
Well, I just got asked to do the Lakefront Marathon in Milwaukee, and that's a little too much. It's in 6 weeks. I don't have time to put together 26 miles in 6 weeks. I can only right now do about 6 on the weekends. Like, right now I can't pull out 10 miles like I used to.
5K is the limit.
5K is only 3.2 miles, though. That's really not bad. That's 30 minutes of running.
That's my whole point. That sounds good and reasonable.
Yeah. But six miles is such a good number, though. And full hour of running like that, 60 minutes, it's nice.
How about a 15-minute a warm-up and a 15-minute cool-down? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. In your 30-minute run.
But I'm
run,
telling you, for long runs,
varying intensity,
you don't even get warmed up to like mile 3. You don't.
I know, but like that's my point is that long-distance running and is not, it's not efficient or helpful in the long run. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
But I'm a fitness enthusiast and an expert.
I'm exploring the balance.
Yeah.
Because when you run like I do, but you don't do the weight training, you turn into a skeleton. That's the problem.
It's crazy. And those people, they do this.
Yeah. Oh, when the,
it's wild.
G. No. Oh my God. No, I recently watched this. I watched a TikTok of a guy who
marathon on G.
He takes edibles and then runs long distances. And now so he'll be like 6 miles in and be like, I'm so high. But that doesn't sound pleasant.
But it makes something unpleasant a little less unpleasant, I think is what the point is.
Without the focus, how do you keep going? I would just be like, and we're done. You know what I mean?
Because you would come back to, the edible would be like, what are you doing, girl?
Hey, girl.
Girl, come back.
Hey, girl.
Scott.
you know what I was thinking about recently?
What?
Are you familiar with the comedian Kathy Griffin?
Not actually. A little bit.
She judged us once on Drag Race. I met her, I think, on like,
episode 1, season 7. Yeah.
She has the Guinness Book of World Records record for specials by anyone, not a woman, like anyone.
Oh, what's the number?
I think something like 22 specials.
Shit. She's got a lot on her mind.
She owns most of them now. I think she spent her career buying them back from Bravo, so now she owns all of her own content.
Oh, wow. Smart lady.
Long, 16 specials. Long career.
My Life on the D-List.
My Life on the D-List. Literally, her and some cameras. That show was amazing, and all she had was her and some cameras, and she just made up all the jokes on the fly. She let the cameras in her life.
Yeah.
The president of the United States targeted her for years.
Oh, that's right.
And she still came out a star.
Yeah.
Unkillable, unsinkable. Yeah. She really is going to be like...
Did she have a cancer?
She had a lung cancer, yeah, and she didn't even smoke. I feel like that whole...
Love her.
I love her. I mean, you know, I know she's not everyone's taste comedically, but the...
Well, no comedian is everybody's taste.
But the, what do you call it? The endurance of a career like that. Decades and decades and decades.
Like Joan Rivers.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I think that you have a woman on stage depending on herself every night. That's what that is.
Yeah. Sisters doing it for themselves.
Anyway, I don't know her and she doesn't know me, but just, I think she's just good
just
for
shout
her.
Out to Kathy
good
Griffin.
For her.
Yeah. KNG Jewelers.
We shouldn't wait for people to die to talk about great. Like Pee Wee died, of course, which was a bummer. And I love Pee Wee. And it was fun to see the outpouring of love, but I'm like, yeah, bitch, we should talk about people when they're alive more. Why do we wait for people to die to talk about how great they are?
If you don't go on Twitter, if you're not constantly online, sometimes you miss these things because the news cycle is so
But the news
aggressive.
Cycle is celebrity deaths. I used to not, now every day on X, if you sign in, you find out which celebrity has died. And I hate that.
I hate X.
Hate it.
I hate it so much.
But I got threads and she's boot nasty too. It's all tired.
No, at this point, nothing new. We can't introduce a new, brand new social media platform, mama. That's played out and corny.
What's your face, top to bottom?
We're not doing X.
We're not doing X.
Excuse me. Because I'm not opening that app.
But you also used to tweet. It was a verb. What do you know? I X'd something.
I think you told me this.
I X'd something.
You told me this. It takes brands dream of owning a verb.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you Google that if you use Yahoo.
Yes.
Googling. Like, that is the dream for a brand.
Yeah. Kleenex.
Exactly. Hand me a Kleenex.
It's a chapstick.
Exactly. Yeah. That's like a dream come true for a brand. That means they're in the public sphere, in the common, like, the common man's head forever. You take that and then you put it, make it look like a cheap porn site. What the fuck is wrong with you? You are so nasty and so rude and so trifling and so horrible.
And I know it's just a corporation. We shouldn't feel bad for companies, but
I don't feel bad for companies. I feel bad for myself.
This is my issue. Imagine you are somebody who put years of your life into developing Twitter and the branding and the social media, or maybe you are on the side of, let's say, some of the philanthropical endeavors.
Sure.
Let's say they're still tax dumps for corporations, but maybe
whatever.
You were in charge of some of the good these corporations do with their money. And all that years of you helping to build, I mean, some part of your soul went into building this company.
Yeah.
And someone comes in and makes an absolute mockery of it.
Yeah.
So
this
quickly.
Rich fucking douchebag waltzes in with his like greasy gray skin and like his like blood diamond money and is like, actually, we're going to do this. And it, like, and is embarrassing himself all day long.
And everyone, he's so rich. Everyone's like, yes, sure. Of course.
Like, and then just crazy. So
forgot
crazy.
To tell you something.
What?
Dave and I, during the monsoon, you know, it's been raining here. We watched both Kill Bills just to check in on that.
Back to back?
Yes, just to check in.
Yeah. So, what? Love.
She not only has no notes, she has notes for everyone. That movie killed every movie. It is every shot, every musical sting, every outfit, every line, the dialogue, the kung fu.
Yeah, the Japanese.
Acting.
Yeah.
Uma anchors that ride. So even though it is a roller coaster, it has the heart right here the whole time.
I think my favorite part is when she comes out and she sits down at the
cafe.
Can I have a glass of
water, please?
It's like,
it's so amazing. It's,
she, the fact that, you know, she obviously works so hard. She and Zoe Bell.
Dash and, okay.
work so hard. And it's so clear. Like, and also she got, like, you know, the thing about the car and everything getting injured. You know that?
Oh, she did get injured.
Yeah, and it was a big kind of thing. It was a big, like, thing, and it was terrible. But, but she worked so hard in that movie, those movies, so hard. And she should have gotten an Oscar nomination. I'm sorry. She should have gotten an Oscar nomination.
Yeah.
Because it's an action movie.
David
it's
checked. Like David was like, I wonder if they got any Oscars for this. No, and he was like,
maybe sound, maybe sound design or stunts or whatever.
How did she not get an Oscar for that?
Because the Academy, comedy. Because she's not in a British accent wearing a corset. Talking to Hugh Dancy.
Yeah.
Or fucking Colin Firth. Like, or she's not getting like gangbanged by a bunch of like Nazi bikers.
It's she's not playing a bedside nurse to Victorian children.
She doesn't have brown teeth and she didn't like just, you know.
Yeah. It's not it, you know. But then I watched some other Tarantino movies I'd never seen.
Which ones?
I'd never seen Inglourious Bastards. It was so good, but so much reading. Many languages. But really good.
I need to talk to you about Diane Kruger.
Who's that?
The blonde actress in the film.
Who plays the actress?
Yes.
Amazing. When she died, I was devastated.
French, English, and German.
And she eats.
She eats. She is so good in that movie.
I couldn't believe she died.
Strangled to death.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. The gentleman who plays the Nazi, the Jew hunter. So scary to watch.
So
chilling.
Incredible.
So evil.
What did you think about Brad Pitt, though? Because it took me a while to get along. We're killing Nazis.
I love when he's playing in Italian. He's like, buongiorno.
Yeah, buongiorno. Yeah. Grazie. That love. I thought was funny. When I saw it in the theater, it took me a little while. I don't even think I fully latched on to his character because I thought it was too cartoonish. Because everybody else is just sweeping the rug.
All of it.
With their acting.
I loved it so much. I mean, a fairy tale that is very anti-Nazi, like love
a revisionist revenge tale is so satisfying. When Hitler is getting like pulverized by machine gun fire in a theater that's burning down filled with Nazis, you literally almost get hard.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh my God. Like it's like it's so, revenge juice is like so powerful.
It's so potent.
So potent.
And if you don't know about those events, they paint it so well that you just...
Yeah.
You it's are crazy. Ready for that. You are ready for that Jew hunter to get it the whole movie.
Mama,
and when it happens, you're like.
Time.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
What I didn't like about his other revenge movie, Django Unchained, is
I watched that after that.
Oh, so that left me wanting more.
Okay.
I wasn't satisfied by the end of it.
I could watch Jamie Foxx do just about anything. My God, he is gorgeous. My God.
Wait. Let's go back to the Inglourious though. The scene where the first scene, the opening scene where they're
in scary.
It is so scary. So fucking scary.
And it unfolds so slowly and it's so scary.
It's so fucking crazy. It's like, oof, that's one of my, I loved that movie so much.
The woman who owns, and then, you know, the woman, she ultimately owns the theater. Cinema, yeah. And when she kisses her boyfriend, because
they're gonna, it was so good. Yeah, it was crazy.
Anyway, but really, Kill Bill is, my God, she eats. I know. She gobbles. That she does. The opening scene being killing Vernita Green, the opening. Before you even know what's going on, you're like.
Yeah. I have a gripe though. Mm-hmm. Two gripes. Why do they show Sophie Fatale, Oren Ishii's assistant, at the church in the flashback on a cell phone?
They do?
Yeah, they do for some reason. Right before she chops off her arm, you know how? They do. And I'm like, why was she there? Her assistant? She wasn't even working for the Yakuza then, or she was, I don't know.
Maybe she worked for Bill at the time. Who knows?
Maybe. It was just a strange thing. It was a strange thing.
She's so beautiful too, and she was great in Inglourious Bastards.
Yes, she was the
French, and the translating, all of it. Yeah. She was so beautiful. Ugh. Walking with the dog, the whole movie.
Cunty. Again,
I just, a little long. It was hard for me to, it's hard for me to sit through those long movies. And,
The Hateful Eight was way too long.
You have to be ready to glue yourself in. If you step away to go to the fridge
you miss something. Those are the types of movies that I want to watch when I have claw clamps on my eyeballs from start to finish.
And just like the fantasy of white supremacist being the enemy, it also, of course, brought me back to HBO Watchmen.
Yeah.
It's like, I loved it. And just watching Kill Bill again, I've seen that movie no less than 20 times in my life. And every time I'm like, it takes me back to, I was like 13 years old when that came out. No, 14, 15.
Yeah, because I was like 19.
Okay, so
when
I must have been.
The second one came out, or 20.
I must have been actually 13 or 14.
Yeah, you probably were.
And I remember I was up late watching it, never seen it before, rented the DVD and watching it, and it finished. And the ending is like, does she know her daughter's still alive?
Yeah.
And I remember being like, oh.
I've told you what I went and did. I saw it and then I went to the theater that night and watched the second one, because that's the timing. It was out on DVD when the second one was in the theater.
Lucky you.
I was like, oh, I'm going right to that motherfucking theater. And I was like, that's never happened. That's so
you
cool.
You came to that place for magic.
I sure did.
That's the definition of
I will not be left on this cliffhanger.
Yes.
I would have probably killed myself. Mm-hmm.
Every character in Kill Bill. I mean, every Hattori Hanzo, Pai Mei.
Yeah.
Gogo Yubari. All of it, girl. All of it.
Michael Park, who's the author. Yeah. He's also the sheriff.
He is. Are you
I
sure?
I want to just cut your face. Yes. He plays both characters.
People are good actors.
He is incredible.
Speaking of the gentleman who plays the Nazi general in Inglourious Bastards,
uh-huh.
who's also in Django Unchained.
Yes.
He was also in Downsizing, that movie I told you to watch with Hong Chow.
Yeah, he's been in a lot.
If you don't watch Downsizing, I'm taking you out at the
legs. Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it for Hong.
She'll eat you up.
Yeah. And that faggot Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Are you obsessed with the fact that his daughter had to tell him to start using the word faggot?
Start using it?
Stop. Stop.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He said that to press. He said that in an interview, casually.
I think that's good. Fierce. I mean, people need to hear that men like him get corrected and pay attention to the correction.
Yeah. But I mean, it's also like he didn't know that he didn't know that would be inappropriate to say.
Well, who's going to correct him?
That's a good point.
If he's in the makeup room and some gay makeup artist is there and he says faggot, are you really going to say something? You're going to lose your job before Matt Damon.
I think that's when we go back to our little sexual harassment training and we figure out what to do.
We hope to.
But so speaking of sexual harassment in the workplace, what's your favorite kill scene in Kill Bill? What's your favorite set piece?
It is.
It's the trailer.
It's the trailer.
It's.
I told David I would watch a longer version of this. I want to know more about Beatrix and Elle's relationship because they hate each other. You get that Elle's probably jealous because that's Bill's favorite.
Yeah.
And she's blonde. And
she's younger. She's a little bit prettier.
Once she gets out of the picture, she's romantic with him.
Right.
The scene where Bud is dying from the bite and she's just reading from those pages.
And she says her biggest regret is that the best warrior in the world had to die from your scumbag ass. That moment where she gives her respect, gives her props, I thought that was so women supporting women.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like she hated her so much, but she, because she was the best.
Yeah. And then remember in the beginning, she tries to euthanize her while she's sleeping as like a compliment to her being a great warrior.
This is a luxury that people of our kind are never rarely afforded.
Yeah,
exactly.
And you, I mean, I like the honor of that. Even though these are murderers and crime doers, there's an honor.
Code.
There's a code. And that's interesting to play with on screen.
Totally. I love the moment where I love Lucy Liu's big moment. Because it also like actually correct kind of a, she's not Chinese. You know what I mean? Like she's, her heritage is like, she doesn't speak Mandarin, I don't think. You know, she doesn't speak Japanese, certainly. So, like, her character had to be, to make sense, has to be, like, mixed race.
Yeah.
And so, like, they kind of deal with that, well, a half white woman would never be head of the Yakuza. And so they, you know, she's like, you know, that with the monologue where she says,
yeah.
If anybody else, if the subject of my Chinese, Japanese, or American heritage comes up, if any, you know.
She goes in.
I
love
that line so much. I collect your fucking head.
It's amazing.
If anybody should do that in a mix.
Yeah, the more. Well, I. Different times.
There was a lot of Kill Bills back in the day.
There was. I used to do a Gogo Yubari number. And, it, you know, I had like a blonde wig with like the same haircut and stuff. And I had one of those swinging balls. Probably wouldn't do it today. but at the time, I had a chain with a stupid little, like a dodgeball that I taped to the end of the chain that I sprayed silver. And I was in the club. I forget what I was doing. It was like, you spin me right round.
Yeah, yeah.
And then one night the ball fell off the chain and flew across the club. And I retired that number. Not safe.
I was feeling myself after a number at a state nightclub on a Thursday night in Boston. My shoe fell off and hit somebody in the eye. The heel hit somebody in the eye.
You know, drag is about doing
drag
things that you wouldn't. It was looking back and doing things you wouldn't do now.
Who is their favorite? So...
Who's we don't have to talk about Kill Bill the whole podcast, but it really goes.
Okay,
it goes
so
hard.
Kill Bill, then who's your favorite character in Inglourious Basterds? Who would you fuck out of the
Carol Brad Pitt?
Besides him.
Oh, the bear.
The bear,
the Jewish bear.
That's Eli Roth, I think.
Yeah, bitch. He came on screen and David goes, I bet you like him. And I went, yeah, bitch, I do.
You see this boner, bitch?
He's gorgeous. When he comes out with that bat.
Oh yeah,
it's hammer time.
And they have him.
I know it's hammer time.
Juiced
out,
juiced up. They put the trend in that.
He's so hot. Yeah, he's totally. So hot. Big he's eyebrows. So hot. I love men with big eyebrows like that.
You know, you couldn't even see his asshole. So hairy.
Yeah, I believe he was in. Oh, he was in Death Proof.
He directed that.
He did.
Yeah.
I'm so stupid.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. He directed that. And he directed Planet Terror. No, sorry. Tarantino directed Death Proof. Eli Roth directed Planet Terror.
Eli Roth. That gentleman,
yes,
he is at the bar in Death Proof, and he's like, the girls don't want to go home with us, but we give him another drink. They're like plotting to.
He plays always a scumbag. He's in the fucking. He plays a sleazy agent in the Idol.
Yeah,
the Idol. He looks like a sleaze bag.
I think
for Live Nation.
Have you ever seen the film Bruno?
Oh yeah, Sacha Baron Cohen.
She eats too. We don't have to. This is a movie podcast.
It's okay. Stop apologizing. I'm vibing.
I can't tell if people like when we talk about movies or if they're like, girl, who cares? This isn't Movie Phone. This isn't Blockbuster. No. This isn't Rotten Tomatoes. Do you know what I mean? Like, this isn't the
Schitzel and Hebert.
This isn't the AMC. Like, do people ever go? I wonder if people work at movie theaters. Do people ever go in not knowing what to see and then ask for a recommendation? I wonder.
I'll tell you this. I did once. I went into the movie theater blind with a girlfriend, and it was between Broken Hearts Club, which is a lighthearted gay rom-com, or Requiem for a Dream. We chose the door number, that one, and walked blindly into Requiem for a Dream.
That's heavy, right? I've never
seen
that.
She sobbed uncontrollably. She was, as the credits were rolling and the lights came up, she was sobbing so uncontrollably, I started to get worried because the movie was so intense. It was so intense. And it's not a feel-good film. We later watched Broken Hearts Club. It's fucking stupid as hell, like the stupid light gay rom-com.
I've not seen that.
Oh, it's not worth watching.
Either of those.
Dean Cain is, now he's like a thumper.
Dean Koontz.
Dean Koontz is, man, he's.
Remember when we wrote books? We don't have to do that ever again.
It will never occur.
Shh. It will never occur. No. If I had a middle name, I don't even think I'd be doing signatures anymore.
Oh,
I don't
want
to do anything close to writing. I think honestly.
I'm going to become illiterate. I'm going to forget.
I'm like the Samantha from Sex in the City. And
Sex in the City.
That actress, what's her name?
Kim Cattrall.
When she says, I don't even for one second want to be doing anything resembling writing. No, that's my version.
Oh, she said that. Oh, yeah. She says, I am uninterested in spending 30 minutes doing something I don't want to do. Which is a totally, I think.
It's a psycho thing to say.
It's a psycho thing to say, but it's not a psycho thing to feel. Because I certainly feel it. 30 minutes.
Of course, you don't feel like it. Like, no one wants to, I don't know, shave their legs if you have to. Yeah. It sucks. It takes time.
But you don't have
to
spend 30 minutes of it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, that's what I did. I went to fucking Six Flags, bitch.
Oh, tell me.
Mama. So we get there. Of course, Wimberly. It's good to go with Wimberly because he's like my mom, running.
Speed walking.
Basically sprinting
from
ride to ride.
Can I guess the outfit? It's a tracksuit matching top and bottom.
No, actually, she looked like Bryce Dallas Howard from Jurassic Park.
She was in like a button-up white Coplin shirt.
No, sorry, Laura Dern from Jurassic Park.
Oh, okay.
It was like a tank top with khaki
white
shorts.
Okay. Another white button-up.
I don't know. She was giving Meg Ryan.
Okay. Because the hair is, you know, a
after
moment.
After each ride, it was like more voluminous.
Sure.
So she would go from like...
She's clipping in an extension after every ride.
From like Angels, the City of Angels to like You've Got Mail into like... It was just a whole journey.
Uh-huh.
So... But the
I saw When Harry Met Sally for the first time.
Did you like it?
Not really. Not really.
Carrie Fisher, though.
I kept being like, yeah. I'm made to believe that these people are soulmates and they meet all these times and they never get together.
Also, it's none of my business, but I am not. I'm going to say this in a way that's diplomatic. I am fascinated by the fact that there was a time in which that leading man was the desirable one.
He is hot younger. I'm not going to be dishonest here. He is beautiful younger. Him.
Okay, that's... It's interesting. I have
it. It's just like...
No, it doesn't do me.
They meet all these times and they never fall in love. I mean, I guess that's supposed to inspire people, right? It's supposed to be like, well, maybe I have met the right one. They just haven't realized it yet. I don't know.
I just haven't spilled enough hot coffee on him in a bookstore. And my witty, like, spinster friend hasn't thrown enough quips at me to, like, make me realize the truth.
Yeah.
Like, what the... Or the bookstore that I own hasn't been taken over by a conglomerate yet. Tom Hanks and You've Got Mail.
It's rarely like that. You know, in real life, when you fall in love with someone, it's immediate and it's sort of...
And it's forever.
It's non-negotiable. You know it right away. Mm. You don't like, I love Josh. That never happens.
It never happens. You're like, I'm covered in shit. I just hadn't smelled it
right.
yet.
It's like
what? You know,
and the way
that?
Sex works in the brain, if you really are that attracted to them, it's all you can think about when you're around them. And it doesn't creep up. It's in the front.
Not a question. But all things being equal, unless you have some very significant kind of psychological, emotional, traumatic, whatever, it's one of the easier things to know about. You don't need a spidey sense for it or a college education.
You don't.
You know. But the Six Flags, so all my favorite rides were closed. And I was like, perfect. I'm going to kill myself.
I saw X2 was closed, huh?
That's when I got the razors out to slip my wrists. And then we go to the Viper. That's closed.
The Viper's
a good
one.
That's when I got the rope out to hang myself.
Sorry. That's hard.
No. But then, so what ended up happening is that I went on all the rides that were previously not working were working. All new rides I got to go on.
Who gave it to you on the rides? Who was the one?
They all gave it to me. In
really?
The front and the back.
Okay.
From the front to the back.
What's the best ride there, you think?
At Tatsu?
This is on the mountain.
X2 is the best ride. So it depends on what you're looking for. So Tatsu was the first one. It starts with you're in a seated harness. It tilts you forward, so you're facing down.
Yes.
Legs and arms dangling.
That's how Superman is. Superman tips you up so you're flying like this.
No, Superman is a hydraulic one. It's a shot. It's a speed shot up. Batman, you fly.
Batman's amazing.
Batman's
well, I've only been to the one in Gurnee Mills, Illinois.
Mama, I screamed. I wasn't ready for Tatsu. I wasn't ready for it because you could fall out of the thing. You're up so high at the top of the thing, dangling.
What do you think about people with these scream-out rides that aren't that scary? Well,
some people do get really, like, when people pass out.
Well, do you remember when we were in Copenhagen or Denmark or whatever, and I went to Tivoli Gardens by myself, and I sat on one of those drop rides, you know, the ones that take them to just drop you?
Yeah.
I hate those. And I don't know what I was thinking, because I know I hate those. Mm. The second I'm strapped in, I was like, you fuckers. I was looking for blame.
We did it too.
And the girls, there's three little blonde girls speaking Denmarkian, like, hoiki boiki boiki, you know, and I'm like looking at them like,
Danish.
Like, girl, girl, what are we doing?
Yeah.
And it was two of them, probably for weight, two of them, me in the middle, and then one. So it's three little blonde girls who are maybe nine or 10.
Are they?
And I'm in the middle, full grown and bald, like, it scared me so much.
It's so scary.
I don't scream for joy. My actually whole body tightens. And if you could see my face in those rides, it's like this.
Not
happy.
They take a picture at Tatsu. They took a picture.
I saw your picture. What was that face? Yeah.
But the first thing I always forget is the hat. You have to take your hat off, bitch. You bald bitch.
Yeah, or you'll lose it.
You'll lose it. And I
take your phone out of your pocket. Don't chance it.
No, that you always do. But so the last roller coaster, the hat blew back. And I pinned the crown of my head to the back of the seat and held it there for like 20 seconds.
Where Billy's like, engage your core.
I was like, it feels like you burn 1600 calories on all these rides. Because
it sucks.
No. It's thrilling.
It hurts.
Wonder Woman.
Sometimes rides hurt.
The Riddler hurts. Hate her. The Riddler can suck
sometimes
my pussy.
Sometimes the rides hurt.
It jostles your head. It's
or
not...
like, you know, something like a Gravitron that spins where you're plastered to the wall. Is that fun or does it hurt?
Oh no, that's fierce. Because that's G-force. You better lay low. But the ones that jostle you around, like when they shift to the side and you like, your body hits the metal. It's really horrible.
I don't see her.
No.
I don't like to be hurt.
But Wonder Woman, she is a single coaster, the largest, longest single coaster. So it's just one of you, one in front of the other.
Wow.
She's fast and she's long. She fucks you for like 4 fucking minutes. It's like, you're out of breath. You're like, stop it. Like, stop it,
you
please.
You also can't
like,
really breathe on those like, rides
you're
sometimes.
You're like, oh my God. You're like, and then it goes again. That she's crazy. She's like, it's like a false ending. And then she goes back. And then she's like, she like fucks you to the front, the back and the side and puts her dick in your ear. And it's like, slaps you with it. It's crazy.
And at the end, there's like Gal Gadot on a TV. Like, thank she's you like, for riding the ride.
She's like, Kalel, no. Worst actor in the whole fucking Hollywood
pantheon. I know you
Hollywood
feel that way. I like her.
She's so bad. Anyways, the Tatsu was amazing. Twisted Colossus where wood meets steel.
Kal-El, that's Superman's name,
Kal-El,
right?
Kal-El, no.
Kal-El.
Yeah. Oh, well, she really biffs it hard in that movie. Speaking from a good actress myself.
In Watchmen, Regina King's husband, who's the secret Dr. Manhattan, mm-hmm. his name is Kal. It was right in front of us the whole time.
Think about it. Think about
we
it.
Knew it.
Think about it. Think about it.
How do they know?
You haven't been to Six Flags Magic Mountain on gay night?
No, you never invite me. I was filming. I wouldn't have been able to go anywhere.
You're never able to go. It's always the funnest night of the year.
I have pushed.
It's so, but it was.
Nobody ever invites me to anything because.
They think you're busy, but you are.
Yeah, but sometimes when I'm busy, I have like a volatile reaction to even being invited. Because I'm like, oh, some of us have to work. Do you know what I mean? Like, so
yes, I do,
probably push people away.
He's like, why do people not want a haircut by me? Because I'm blind.
Yeah. Like I push the people away by being like, no, some of us have a job, but have fun.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, have fun doing your little stupid gay thing, but I have to work and make money because I'm a real adult.
It's at night, right? Because they can't just gaze in the dark.
Out on the mountain, it's the crazy thing about it is that it's the most peaceful like collection of like strangers in the dark, in public. It's so like chill and mm-hmm. fun. And it's dark. Like they don't spring for extra electricity for the nighttime. It's really boo-boo actually. Like it could be, the lighting is horrible. It could be really like, they could actually use somebody gay to go out on the mountain and, you know, curate it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But the whole is they just stay open till 1 a.m.
But they don't do it in the daytime because they can't trust gay people in the daylight or what?
I think just they're because they
you.
Don't.
The connotation there to me, I'm sorry, is that they are hiding us. No, wrong?
That's one way to look at it. The other way is that they're allowing you a space to be queer and free of the burden of harassment or children.
People in LA have been driving so crazy. Today, Dave and I were driving, and someone just ran a red light in front of us today, and we were like,
"Love that! I love it when they."
Like, someone was in front of us, and you know where you can see someone's silhouette, so it's kind of like puppet theater.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where you can tell they're on their phone or whatever. This guy had about maybe this length curly hair, and zero hands were on the wheel, and we just kept seeing this with the hair, fingers through the hair and fanning it out for a good 30 seconds, and I was like,
"Where's
who's steering?"
The girlfriend who's blowing him.
And he wasn't looking in the mirror. He was just doing this. It's like, So it's not even a styling issue. It's like a sensation journey.
I've seen people, you know, my street, insane, dangerous, blind turns, no sidewalks. People have been going 40 miles an hour texting on their phone around those corners. And I want, that's at that point, I want to be like, God, it would be nice to be like, have a superpower that could just pluck that car out of my giant hand and bring him into my living room and give him.
I wish I had the power, like when I see someone driving crazy, I wish I had the power to put them on timeout.
You just stop, hammer time, and yeah, then
like, and like move them to the side of the road, and then they have to watch like a 2-hour harassment video or something.
You stop time, you erase their car, you take off their, like, you leave their underwear on, obviously, you don't want to humiliate them, but yeah, but you take their clothes and then you just put them on the side of the road.
Yeah, and be like, you'll get this car back at the end of the day. Kind of like in high school when they take away your phone.
Yeah, no, you'll get the car back when you like realize and tell me exactly why you did what you did.
What you did. Because yeah, you know better. You got a license. At one point, you knew better.
That's, I don't know if they know. I mean, I don't.
But I don't have a license anymore, so I guess I can't talk.
But you.
But I observe. Maybe as a passenger, I do full-time observing. So I see driving. I know unsafe driving when I see.
You know what's going on. Yeah. Yeah. You know to get scared when you should be scared. I stopped short one time. Things went flying. It was absolutely terrifying.
A lot of weaving. No, Hollywood Boulevard, no blinker, just
who needs a blinker? They should know. They should catch your vibe.
I can't believe I run through LA almost every day on foot. I can't believe I've never been hit.
Well,
I can't believe I've never been hit.
The streets are very unsafe for, but this kills me though. At least you're running.
Well, that's why I stick to the busiest streets, because they're, if you run down Hollywood Boulevard, yeah, people are used to looking for foot traffic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you run side streets in LA, rolling stops, lucky if you get a rolling stop from these people.
Also, I love it at a huge intersection where there's one person, you know, you get the green, you're desperately trying to turn right on a green light.
Forever.
And someone's like,
slow motion.
They're like, you can turn left, like your window is to turn left. You have two opportunities like during the green light. And then someone stupid takes bastard their time. Is like,
or the car in front of you takes their time and the light is turning red and you're already mid-intersection. You're like, go!
That's your fault, because you shouldn't do that.
T, you're right.
But it's fascinating to observe the little intricacies of like, what exactly would be the best thing to do in this situation?
Yeah.
Because I never took driver's ed.
How'd you learn to drive?
I didn't really. I just kind of picked it up. They give you license at 18 if you do that. Isn't that weird? In Massachusetts, you can get your license at 18 if you take the test.
The driver's ed, the summer thing, 2 weeks.
Yeah, I didn't want to do it. I don't know why. It was so boring. And plus, all my friends were older. They already had cars.
Driving scares me.
It should. It's terrifying. It should scare the shit out of you. It
scares me.
I think that's a very rational fear.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Let me just give you more of a recap. All the people at Magic Mountain is so nice. I saw the House of Avalon, Gigi. Looks like a fucking supermodel. Seeing Gigi Good come off of the roller coaster looking perfect. I was like, is that Christy Turlington? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They, for me, are like the modern day supermodels.
Yeah.
Like seeing Naomi Smalls or like Simone like out in the wild.
They're real
like,
beauties. Yes.
Real fucking models. They look crazy. So good.
We have the same job as them.
No.
That seems wrong. Do you ever feel miscast in your own life?
I say, I think I should be behind the camera. I don't think I should be in front of it.
No, like you remember the stories like in Back to the Future, how there was one Marty McFly and then they swapped it out?
Oh, I never saw Back to the Future.
Okay, and Back to the Future, before it was Michael J. Fox, it was another gentleman. Uh-huh. And sometimes in life, I'm like,
is there a person named Biff?
When is somebody going to come tap me and be like, it's not working?
Oh, no.
Somebody's going to come live in your house and take your job because you're not working out. You know what I mean?
Come on. Come on over, baby. Yeah. Well, on that note, listeners, thank you so much. And listen, we will be back here next week with more Dirty Ted and Stephanie talk.
Woo!
Stay hot.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.